Devontae Parker, wide receiver, University of Louisville.
I read where coaches and scouts in the NFL saw a sense of urgency in your play last year. Where'd that come from?
It just came from me wanting it a lot more than what I had before. I just want to go out and show the world what I can do.
What caused you to want it more than you did before?
I say just my family. I just want to do what's best for them and me. I just want to go out there and just have a good year just for my family.
So, when you say for your family, you saw the chance at the NFL and you saw it getting closer and realized, let's make this thing happen.
Yeah, it's go time.
And go time. And it was go time for you without your guy, Teddy Bridgewater. What was your mindset going into a year without Teddy?
No, I thought it'd be difficult at first, not having Teddy. You know, he was a very smart, good, real good quarterback. And then not having him on the start, I wouldn't have a good year as I did. But coming in, I really had a good year. We had another quarterback. They stepped up and then just got the job done.
And how much did it help to get Bobby Petrino in as the head coach? A guy who had, he was here in 99, 2000, 2001, running Tom Coughlin's offense. How much did he help you?
No, he helped a lot. You know, his style of offense made me, I think, utilize my ability to do more things and move me inside and outside so I can play either spot. Just get me open.
How much of an impact did former NFL receiver Lamar Thomas make on you? Give me something that he taught you that has made a difference in your game.
He had a big impact on me. You know, he taught me the way to work my feet and like how to get off a press, where to move my hands and everything like that just to get off of it so you won't get pressed.
Kevin White from West Virginia made a very bold proclamation. I don't get the sense I'm going to get that from you. He said, I'm the best receiver in this draft. I mean, do you think like that or do you just act like that?
I think like that, but I don't bring it out. And that's just, I play like that though, like I'm the best receiver. And as you can see it on my film.
What did it mean to you to have a father that played college football that could help you transition? Played at Louisville, right?
Yeah.
That could help you transition from high school to college.
No, I mean a lot. No, he's been there and done it. So I was able to learn from him and the things he did and his mistakes so I can learn from it and not make the same mistakes as he did.
What are your observations of Jacksonville so far, of the coaching staff and the guys that you've met? This is not a franchise that's had a lot of success in the last few years since you were in high school. What's your take?
Those are very good coaches, Scott. You know, they're cool. And then you talk to them about anything, they said, and I just know that they were there for you throughout this whole process.